him $10, plus the $5 for the use of the question. The next one, from Mr. H. Lewis of Chicago, Illinois, is a two-part question having to do with some of the laws of our country. Now, in the Constitution or the amendments, what prevents a state from interfering with freedom of speech or press? That's the first part of the question. Mr. Levant.
The Bill of Rights.
Mr. Maverick.
The Bill of Rights has no reference to a state doing that whatever. That's a popular misconception.
Yeah. Well, you're popular anyway.
The 14th Amendment refers to due process of law, and the Supreme Court wrote that into the Constitution. The Bill of Rights does not guarantee freedom of speech as against a state
A
city.
No, nothing really prevents a state from interfering with freedom of speech or the press. Now, Mr. Levant, you see, you were perfectly right, except you're just on the wrong side.
He said it was a popular misconception, which I represent.
Very nice to have a representative of the public here, Mr. Levant. Nevertheless, I think I'll have to count us wrong on that. Sorry. What in the Constitution, or its amendments again, allows the Supreme Court to declare laws unconstitutional? Now, Mr. Levant, would you like to come in on
that? No, I'm through on
that. All right. Mr. Maverick, you have your hand up.
There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the Supreme Court the right to declare an act of Congress unconstitutional. John Marshall was the first one to enunciate that doctrine, and that's just been done by the Supreme Court. They've arrogated or assumed that right, and so that's how they got it.
Go to the head of the class, Mr. Maverick. That's perfect. That's perfect. I wish you'd come in on the first part of this, Mr. Maverick, because that's going to cost Canada Dry $10 going out to Mr. Lewis, Chicago, Illinois.